Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. An interesting article appeared in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, which followed 1,400 middle-aged men and women for 21 years and reported consumption of coffee was associated with a decreased risk of developing Alzheimer's. Interestingly, it appeared that the more cups of coffee people drank, the lower the risk. In previous studies, it has been shown that drinking coffee could also lower the risk of Parkinson's disease. The authors of the study report the results of the study were based on self-reports, and these are subject to many inaccuracies. And while we are on the subject, it has been shown in the past that people who worry or get stressed easily are more likely to develop dementia later in life. Now, a new study looked at neuroticism as a risk factor for dementia. It turns out that neurotic people are 3 times more likely to develop dementia than non-neurotics. The study also looked at people that were physically and mentally active and had rich social networks. They found in those people, neuroticism was no longer a factor. In conclusion, the study found maintaining an active lifestyle is the most important risk factor, and one we have control over. And when I come back, we'll take a look at what happens when your children leave the nest, and how effective are those tanning beds to cure the winter blues.
Tell someone you love about chiropractic. What better Valentine's Day gift can you give the people you love than the gift of health? Who do you know that you would like to see healthier next year than they are this year? Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Most of us think of the time that children finally leave the nest as one of depression and loss of purpose. Coined empty nest syndrome, many books and websites have been created to help lonely parents deal. But a growing body of research suggests that the phenomenon has been misunderstood. While parents do miss their children, it appears they enjoy the greater found freedom and relaxed responsibility. And despite the common worry that long married couples will find themselves with nothing in common, the new research shows that marital satisfaction actually improves when the children finally take their exits. And for our last story, people who suffer from winter depression, better known as seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, are often treated with daily sessions of bright light. According to Dr. Michael Turman, we rely on bright morning light to reset our biological clocks every day. And when work and school force us to wake up before sunrise, it is a formula for depression. Manufacturers of tanning beds have tried to jump on the SAD wagon by convincing SAD sufferers that tanning beds can offer them the relief they seek. Unfortunately, the light therapy works through the eyes, not through the skin, and uses a completely different type of light than the tanning beds offer. The light supplied by the tanning beds is high in ultraviolet light, which is actually harmful for the eyes and of no value to SAD sufferers. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Even small noises cause the pupils of the eyes to dilate. It is believed that this is why surgeons, watchmakers, and others who perform delicate manual operations are so bothered by uninvited noise. The sound causes their pupils to get larger and blur their vision, making it harder to do their job well. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.